A prayer from the collection.
Prayers for the precious. All rights reserved. www.newpromise.net.
In Him. Let us give thanks to your holy name to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ from everlasting to everlasting.
To our Father in heaven and all of his family, to you and your house, to all our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, all those who were once far off, who have been made near by the blood of Christ, all those that are sanctified by faith and have elected for the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and for the sprinkling of the blood of Christ Jesus. But you and your people are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you and your family may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, chosen by God and precious, a special treasure to God. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you and your house. Beloved, we pray that you and your family may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclines to us and hears our cry. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given you an understanding, that you may know him who is true, and you are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Being God, who was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory, in Jesus' name, we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation.
In the heaven-sent name of Jesus Christ, appointed heir of all things,
we go up into the camps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men.
The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life.
Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Father in heaven bless you and your house and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and your people and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you and your family peace. The Lord put his name on you and your children and bless you and your house. Glory to God the Father. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works, in Christ we pray that you and your family will come to Jesus Christ, the bread of life, and believe in him, and never hunger, and never thirst. Let you and your family believe that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life, knowing that you shall never die. Though you may die, you shall live. As the word says, you shall not abide in darkness, but abide in Christ, and have peace, and be of good cheer. For through him, believing in him, you will receive remission of sins. May God perhaps grant you and your people revelation, repentance, so that you may know the truth, open your eyes, and turn you from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that you may come to your senses and escape the snare of the devil, that you may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in Jesus Christ, knowing that he, Jesus Christ, was manifested to take away your sins, and in him there is no sin. Having this hope in him, let you and your people purify yourselves just as he is pure. For he who abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Now thanks be to God, who always leads you in triumph in Christ, and through you diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Whoever abides in him, Jesus Christ, does not sin, but keeps his commandments. In Christ we pray that you and your family love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength, with all your might, and with all your body. We beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Let you and your family love your neighbor as yourselves, and love one another as Christ has loved you, walking in love as Christ also has loved you and given himself for you, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a sweet-smelling aroma. By this all will know that you and your people are his disciples, his friends, that he has come to you, that you are the temple of the living God, and he dwells in you, that Christ dwells in your heart, and that he has chosen you and appointed you,
that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. In Christ we implore you and your people to keep his commandments, keep his word, abide in his love, and receive the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. And both Jesus Christ and his Father will come and make their home with you. Let his commandments of love be true in him and in you also.
Because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. By this you shall know that you abide in him, and he in you, because he has given you of his Spirit. Let you and your family confess that Jesus is the Son of God, for it is written, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. In Christ we also pray that you and your family confess Jesus Christ before men, so that he will also confess you before his Father who is in heaven. And now may you and your house abide in him, and when he appears, you may have confidence, not be ashamed before him at his coming.
Let you and your house abide in the light, and there shall be no cause for stumbling in you and your people. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you,
that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, through whom also you have access by faith into this grace, in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We ask our Heavenly Father to grant you and your people ears to hear the unsearchable riches of Christ and to see what is the fellowship of the mystery of Christ, so that you and your family may receive Christ Jesus the Lord into your heart. According to the eternal purpose, it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ to believe in him, Jesus Christ, in whom you have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him to God Almighty. May you and your family trust in Jesus Christ, hear and believe the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, believing and being sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of your inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, which is you, to the praise of his glory. In Christ we pray that you and all of your family will count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord, for whom you will gladly suffer all the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that you may gain Christ and be found in him, not having your own righteousness, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that you and your people may truly know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death and attaining the resurrection from the dead, becoming a new creation in Christ. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. In him we pray you will be circumcised by the circumcision of Christ, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, being buried with him in baptism, in which you also are raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. Having been crucified with Christ, it is no longer you who live, but Christ lives in you, and the life which you now live in the flesh, in Christ we pray, you live by faith in the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself for you. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, let you and your people walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, abounding in it with thanksgiving. The Lord is your strength and song, and he has become your salvation. Let the voice of rejoicing and salvation be in your house. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you and your house with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose you in him before the foundation of the world, that you and your people should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined you to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made you accepted in the beloved. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through you and your house. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for you, that you might become the righteousness of God in him. Though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For you and your people also are weak in him, but you shall live with him by the power of God towards you. In him, Jesus Christ, who was delivered up because of your offenses and was raised because of your justification, you and your house have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound towards you and your house in all wisdom and prudence, so that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one you and your people, with all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him, in whom also you and your people have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that you who trust in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. For in him, Jesus Christ, let you and your family live and move and have your being, saying, for you and your people are also his offspring. We will put our trust in him, knowing that you and your family are the children whom God has given to Jesus Christ. You are his inheritance. You are redeemed by his blood. You are not your own, but have been bought with a price, the precious blood of Christ. Let you and your people be among those who come out of all of your tribulations, and who wash your robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. May you and your house be among those who are raptured and join Jesus Christ on the clouds at the second coming. You shall neither hunger any more nor thirst any more. The sun shall not strike you, nor any heat, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd you and your house and lead you and your people to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from your eyes.
You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.
In the name of Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, in Christ we pray that today you will know that Jesus Christ is in his Father, God Almighty, and you are in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is in you, knowing that you abide in Jesus Christ and him in you, being a fruit-bearing branch, abiding in the vine of life and bearing much fruit, being made perfect in one, and the world will know that God loves you just as he loves Jesus Christ his Son. Being assured that the anointing which you have received from him abides in you and your house, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it is taught you, you will abide in him, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father has given to you, in the name of Jesus Christ. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things. For your sake, Jesus Christ sanctified himself, that you may also be sanctified by the truth. The promise of the new covenant is that our mighty God will put his laws in your mind, write them on your heart, and he will be your God, and you and your house shall be his people. None of you shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know him, from the least of you to the greatest of you. For he will be merciful to your unrighteousness, and your sins, and your lawless deeds he will remember no more. In Christ we pray that you and your family will believe in Jesus Christ through the word, be sanctified by faith in Christ, that you all may be one, as God is in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ in God, that you also may be one in them. That you and your family abide in Jesus Christ, and his words abide in you, so that you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. May you and your family glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ, glorifying God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. It is written, Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father, says Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, true and righteous are his judgments. In Christ we pray that you are a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, an ambassador of Christ, a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in him and born of him, and one with him. In Christ we pray you are a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, a vessel of honor, a vessel of ministry, a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known through you the riches of his glory, abiding in God and abiding in his love, and his love being perfected in you. Believe and abide in Jesus Christ, and out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness
and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
To you and your people let it be granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. May you and your house be blessed. May you and your family be called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Let you and your house be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and you and yours have made yourself ready.
Since you are in Christ, by the grace of God, you have been justified, completely forgiven, and made righteous.
Having died to sin, no longer being a slave to sin, but walking in the newness of life, having been set free from condemnation, receiving the Spirit who is from God, that you might know the things that have been freely given to you by God. Now he who establishes you in Christ and has anointed you is God, who also has sealed you and given you the Spirit in your hearts as a deposit. Even when you were dead in trespasses, he made you alive together with Christ, and raised you up together, and made you sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, delivering you from the power of darkness, and translating you into the kingdom of the Son of his love, having saved you and called you with a holy calling, not according to your works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to you in Christ Jesus before time began. Not by works of righteousness which you have done, but according to his mercy he saved you, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on you and your house abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, you should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life, as his divine power has given to you and your people
all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called you by glory and virtue, by which have been given to you exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you and your people may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. For you do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with your weaknesses. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified, you and your house, are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call you brethren, being a slave to righteousness.
Abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time, so you will always be in the will of God, through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space, by the overpowering presence of God, who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ,
through whom also God made the worlds,
and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
In the Holy One,
as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints.
You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. We will declare your name to our brethren. In the midst of the congregation, we will praise you. Let us fear the Lord and praise him. We and all of our descendants will glorify him and fear him, we who are the offspring of Christ.
God said it, we believe it, it is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.